Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell is this?
It's a German oh. Christmas.
Oh, I'm
come
sorry.
On.
Well, I was in Austria most of the time. So, hey, I'm back, baby.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
We missed you so much.
Oh, and I missed you guys.
All about your trip, and also Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah
home.
To you. Thank you. And I thought I was going to check in last week. I was available.
Okay. We should have asked him. Yeah. But, you know, we were hoping that, you know, David and I would get our own show. That's why we didn't ask
him. Oh, sure.
Him
I thought maybe you just David, like, wow, dead to you guys. Wow. Like, wow.
We didn't want to bother you. You were on vacation. You were shopping. We want a haul. Okay. Hit us.
It was just beautiful. The picturesque, everything you can imagine the Alps of Austria to be were just beautiful. The Christmas markets were amazing, and I know like some communities like St. Paul and Minneapolis, they've started to do these European Christmas markets. I'm mm-hmm. fully behind them because it's just a great way to get people together, and they're just picturesque, and you get a cup of Glühwein, which is mulled wine.
Glühwein.
I've had my fill of Glühwein. If I don't have another cup for several years, I'll be just fine by that.
You're good.
But they come in these little cups, and each different market has their own little cups. And you pay like a 3-4 euro, deposit on the cup. But you can mm-hmm. walk away. You can just keep the cup, or you can return it and get the 4 or 5 euros.
But did you collect the cups?
We've got plenty of cups, and you may be getting a Glühwein cup. I'll just I don't want to spoil the gift.
Yeah,
but
I'll take it.
But we stayed most of our nights in Innsbruck, which is beautiful. Innsbruck was the site of 2 Winter Olympics. The huge ski jump is like overlooks the town. We took cable cars and a funicular, big thing in both Austria and Germany, to the top of this mountain on the first day, and it was just an incredible view. And I posted pictures, and people, and it was kind of like it was Jen and I, and it was behind us as you could see Innsbruck down in the distance, and beautiful, beautiful scenery is just incredible. I did go skiing. David challenged me to go skiing, and by God, I did it. We had a free day. And there was another person on our trip, Bethany, and she said, I'm going skiing. I said, Bethany, if you research it, I'm going with you. So we got on that ski bus. It was a free bus from Innsbruck, along with all the other skiers, and it was about an hour and a half to get to Stubai Glacier, mm-hmm. which is a very popular ski area, because they don't have a lot of snow right now. I get hot take, global warming, not just for us. It's happening over there, too, because, like, not a lot of snow on the ground in Innsbruck. You got to go way up onto the glacier to get good ski conditions. Amazing. It was just amazing. And there were no trees. It was up on a glacier, and you were in the mountains. And also, the German army was up there teaching their soldiers how to ski. German army skiers, not good.
Okay.
They were like snow plowing. They were doing like they were like beginners, and they're all. I'm thinking, okay, these are German soldiers. They're going to be like incredible. Oh no, they were doing the pizza snow plow down the hill.
Okay.
But that was a whole day, and took him to take the ski bus, then back to Innsbruck. That was crowded and a little stinky, a little BO going on, you know, when after everybody skiing for the
Europeans.
Day. Mm-hmm. But we went to Salzburg. Salzburg is gorgeous. Salzburg, this is where they filmed a lot of the scenes for Sound of Music. So people were just going crazy for the Sound of Music scenes, like the horse fountain. You've seen Sound of Music, right?
Oh, many times.
You know where they're hiding from the Nazis in the cemetery? Mm-hmm. I saw that cemetery. I saw it at night. I stumbled upon it, and it was very spooky, but I'm like, oh, my God, this is the cemetery from the Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful, and Salzburg is where Mozart grew up. So there's.
Did you break into song at any point? You know, or were you 16 going on 17?
The bus. Anything? So on the bus trip, it was about an hour and a half bus trip from Innsbruck to Salzburg. So our guide played the Sound of Music on the bus while we were going. And plenty of people were singing and yelling, singing the songs.
Love that.
To go there.
Love it.
I learned every single name of every CCO person on the trip. I will have you know. So I did that because they had heard, like, oh, you're going to remember our names now. We heard you talking about it. So they doubled down. So Catherine, Joe, Sharon, Pam, Lorraine, Brian, Shelley, Barbara, Debbie, Bethany, I all remember their names.
I love it. Good for you. Well done.
There was a moment where Jen and I were out, and we stopped at this little wine bar. And this happens all the time. And this has happened to me before in Europe, where I had to go to the bathroom. So I walked through the door at the back of the cafe to find, and there was two doors, and they both said woman. And I failed to realize that they crossed the W-O off on one of them. So I just saw that, and I thought, well, that's the woman's bathroom. So I went into the other bathroom, and I'm in that bathroom, and then I'm looking like on the shelves of this bathroom, and I realize there are feminine hygiene products in this bathroom. I'm like, well, that's kind of strange. And then I walked out of the bathroom, and there was a woman waiting and looking at me like, what are you dumkopf, what are you doing in the women's bathroom? Only come to find out that Jen ran across the same problem. She went in the men's bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So just wonderful. Oh, and then we went to Munich. Munich is a gorgeous city. The Glockenspiel, which is that big... I'm sure you've seen videos of the Glockenspiel. It's this big clock tower, and I think three times a day at 11, noon, and then 5 o'clock, they play this. The bells go off, and the Glockenspiel goes off, and the Christmas markets there were remarkable and beautiful, very clean city. The train system is just beautiful.
Wow, nice.
Lots of smoking. Lots of smoking.
Have they not heard the news?
They must not have.
Bad for them.
Yeah, somebody says sounds like you were the only man. No, there were a few other men there. There, like Brian was there and Joe was there, and then we were blended with another group of people from Western Pennsylvania and some were from the Carolinas, and there was a couple from Texas that we were all together. So we spent a lot of time in Munich, and I mean all the stops along the way. You know, the Christmas market was the main draw, but. And I took a lot of pictures. But one day, our first day in Munich, Jen and I both decided, as did four other people in the group, this wasn't part of the true tour, but we decided to go to Dachau. Concentration camp.
Like Dachau?
Dachau. Oh,
okay.
It's a half an hour outside of Munich, and I just felt...
That is a challenging trip, my friend.
I felt I owed it to myself to go, and the other people said, you know, we need to do this. I didn't take any pictures at Dachau, but it was an eye-opening experience, and I wanted to share a little bit about it because I wrote it down about my experience there because I wanted to share this. Dachau was like the model concentration camp. It was the first one built. It was the one where they basically, it was a test run for the thousands of other camps that the Nazis created. And, you know, being able to travel, Jor, any distance is a luxury that many of us don't have the means for. But I wish everyone would have an experience like I had an experience there. Everybody should see what I saw there. And I just want to say that it was an eye-opening experience and one that I will never forget. And especially in this time where we're in, it was terrifying and frightening and horrific and sorrowful and makes you angry, and it also makes you feel shame. And I didn't mean to turn my description of what we saw on the trip into a downer, but it was something that I absolutely am thankful for that we did. And like I said, if everybody could experience that, to go see that, I would wish it for everybody, just to open our eyes, because I think a lot of people have forgotten or don't want to remember or think we are moving on, or some people even now questioning it, which is completely outrageous to me. So I wanted to mention that.
Thank you for, by the way, thank you for going.
Mm-hmm.
I think during a vacation, that's a hard thing to opt for.
But it's like, so I'm never going, I don't know if I'll ever be in a chance again to like be in that proximity. So that's why there was like six others who said, we feel the same way and we want to do that. And I'm glad we did it. I have absolutely no regrets in doing that.
Let me tell you, I am so appreciative that you did, because in a world where we are living with Holocaust deniers, people saying we deserved it, Jews or Romanians or gypsies or the homosexuals or people denying the Holocaust in general.
Yeah.
I am glad you bore witness to an actual concentration camp. Dachau was also a training camp.
Yes.
For the SS soldiers. Yep. So they could commit more atrocities more across Europe. Thank you. And I'm sorry that you, I mean, I'm glad that you went. I'm not sorry about anything, but I know this is a sorrowful conversation.
Right.
But I think it's very apt as we move into the conversation about what happened in Australia over the weekend, because Dachau is the result of when we let pogroms like what happened on Bondi Beach in Australia, where 15 Jews were murdered while they were celebrating Hanukkah. That is the result of what happens when our world allows that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam, if you don't mind, if you're
absolutely, done, I knew. This is absolutely where I wanted to direct the conversation, and I'm glad that we can do this with where I left off.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And good lead in to, we're going to take a break, because what happened in Australia was horrific. What happened at Brown University is horrific. And we will address both of those things when we return on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was so excited for Adam to come back. First of all, I'm exhausted from doing this show by myself. The listeners really missed you a lot.
Oh, sure.
But I knew you were having a great time.
Yeah.
But boy, you really brought us down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because I was expecting.
But I wanted to, like, how can I not go there when I'm a half an hour away? Right? And And I know, like, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to do that when you're on a Christmas mm-hmm. market tour. I get it. But I just felt like I have to do this, especially in the times we live in now, to keep my eyes open and keep aware of what's happening. And no, I'm not about to go down that road, but I'm just saying, it's history repeats itself. It does. And we have to open our eyes to what happened and keep our eyes blindingly open to what happened.
And if you're just tuning in, Adam, during his trip, his Austrian trip to the Christmas markets, he and some of the fellow travelers on the CCO trip took a trip to Dachau. Dachau is one of the concentration camps that the Nazis created to murder Jews and other people. And it was also an SS training center. Mm-hmm. And it's in the middle of a town.
Right in the middle of a town.
Where people would suburb. Walk past
yep.
and go to school yep. and to go to the grocery store. And it was in the middle of the town. And Adam's comments, even during the break, he said, you know, it started with the political opposition. Mm-hmm. They would jail the political, and we're talking about the Holocaust in World War II. They would jail the Nazis would jail the yep. political opposition. Then they came for the intellectuals. Mm-hmm. Then they came for the Jews. And by the time you had a systemic cleansing of Jewish people or Romanians or gay people mm-hmm. or disabled people or black people, yep. Then it was normalized.
Yep.
And the people, you know, couldn't really fight back. And I'm not absolving them.
No.
But yes, many of them did feel bad about what was going on. And but that's how this happens. And I've said to you many times on the air that our culture is set by what we're willing to tolerate. And if we're willing to tolerate the jailing of political prisoners,
yep.
if we're willing to tolerate the murder of Jews in the street, then we will end up with another Dachau and another Auschwitz and mm-hmm. another Bergen-Belsen. We will end up with another World War II. And yep. Adam, we say, never forget.
Right.
That is the saying we say about the Holocaust. Never forget. Friends, we have forgotten. We have forgotten because of what happened, among the other things, among the propaganda against the Jews coming out of this Israeli-Gaza conflict, among the terror that we live in on the streets, among the people punching Jewish girls in the street saying, I can do that because you're Jewish. On the first night of Hanukkah, on Sunday night, the Jewish community in Sydney, Australia, suffered a devastating terror attack. It was a horrific massacre. You've been reading about it in the news and hearing about it at Bondi Beach. It claimed the lives. It murdered 15 innocent people and 27 more are hospitalized. Now, as Adam knows, it was not a random tragedy. Police have confirmed that a father and son, the suspects are a father and son, that they deliberately targeted Jewish families. Reports show they have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror regime and set out to deliberately murder Jews. Among the dead is a 10-year-old child, a rabbi, and an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor who was murdered while shielding his own wife from the gunfire. A man who survived the greatest tragedy, the greatest evil of the last century. Adam, you saw it. The Nazis, they were the greatest evil of our last century, was murdered trying to save his loved one from the very same persistent, violent anti-Semitism of today's time. Friends, this is what globalized the Intifada looks like. It has been globalized, and we should all be afraid. What starts with the Jews never ends with the Jews. The Nazis murdered many more people.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, Adam. I am forever grateful, and the Jewish community in the diaspora and everywhere in Israel are forever grateful to Ahmed al-Ahmed. You've probably seen his video.
Amazing.
Ahmed is a hero. I'm getting chills talking about him. Ahmed is a hero who tackled and disarmed one of the gunmen while the guy was still shooting.
Yeah.
In this attack, Ahmed like sneaks up behind him through cars, and he wrestles the hunting rifle away from this terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ahmed was shot multiple times during this process. He's now recovering. He's in critical but stable condition. He's up and awake. He is a Muslim man.
Yep.
He is a local store owner. And what Ahmed did was he saw terrorism and he recognized the evil and he put his own life in danger to save other people. Ahmed, thank you. Ahmed, I pray for a speedy recovery, yeah. that you are recovered to full health. This isn't about Muslim and Jew. This is about evil and goodness.
Amen.
And Ahmed, you are goodness. You are the embodiment of this. And I'm like tearing up because this man, he didn't have to put his life. He has two young girls. He is a Syrian refugee and now an Australian citizen. He didn't have to do this. But Ahmed saw killing. He said to the news, I saw killing and I had to stop it. Mm-hmm. Ahmed has moral clarity about this. He did not, and we should not allow terrorists, whether they carry a flag of hate or a hunting rifle or an assault rifle. Mm-hmm. We should not allow them to shatter our communities, our peace, or extinguish the light of any faith. I need to say this out loud. Ahmed is a Muslim, and I am so grateful that this man helped save the murder of more Jews during this anti-Semitic attack.
Heroic.
I don't know what more I can say. I'm just so grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Heroic. Syrian national. And shot twice in the arm and his hand. And
yes. He was shot and he kept holding the gun,
yep.
and intimidating. He didn't even know how to use the rifle. He has no gun training.
Yeah.
You saw the video, yeah. right, Adam?
Oh, absolutely. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable hero. So I just wanted to say thank you to him. And of course, talk about the Hanukkah tragedy. But Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Like Christmas, we light lights. And that's the key to Judaism. We cannot let the darkness out or cover the light.
Yep.
We are here to be the light, the good. We cannot let the darkness of terrorism fade out our light. So everybody be the light. Shine your Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Light your menorahs. Put them in the window.
Amen.
And thank you for letting me share, Adam. Amen. And once again, thank you to Ahmed al-Ahmed, a true hero in our time.
Thank you for saying that, and I stand with you, and I stand with all Jews in celebrating Hanukkah and shining light. You're right; it's light overcomes darkness, and we need to shine not only light the world in peace, but also shine the light on things that we need to remember and ingrain in our memory, like I experienced,
like Ahmed,
right,
a true hero,
can avoid tragedy in the future. All right, 9:31, we'll take a break. We'll lighten it up significantly here.
Yes.
We have traffic and weather coming up. But the Star Tribune yesterday, I still get a Sunday copy of the Star Tribune. I love having that, you know, Sunday morning drinking my coffee. And yesterday was great because they had the photos of the year, news photos of the year, sports photos of the year, a time we reflect on, you know, what happened during the year. We're not talking about the news photos, though.
No.
Your personal photos of the year. I've got a lot of them. Jor, I'm sure you've got a lot of them. DJ's got a lot of them. You don't have to send us the photos because we don't get them, unfortunately, but you have to describe them to us. What are your photos of the year? We'll get to that after traffic and weather next with Adam and Jordana on a Monday morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a lot of photo. It's hard for me to pick photo of the year for me. I mean, I had a lot going on this year.
You did. You had major milestones.
Two graduating mm-hmm. seniors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trips. Fortunate to take a lot of trips. I had daughters who participated in a state dance tournament I was just thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I got all my AI phony pics, too. Because I discovered
those
AI
are fun
this
too.
Year. And mm-hmm. I made up a mm-hmm. bunch of AI photos. So it's tough for me to pick. Probably my daughter Morgan graduating. I mean, that's probably, mm-hmm. if I have to pick one, that's probably it. Or her moving into college in August. Either one of those.
I love that. Good one. We ask you this because Star Tribune posted their photos of the year, and photos are hard to show on the radio. So we now have to tell. We want you to describe to us what your photo of the year will be. 651-461-9226. For me, Adam, I think it's going to have to be my oldest graduated college.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents were able to come to that graduation. They were well enough, and Pam and Jeff mm-hmm. were there. They got to see Wisconsin. They got to attend the graduation. And that is really just them there looking well with my children, you know, and Mark and the whole family. Even Nala, you know, was probably, you know, that's an accomplishment.
She
graduated from college. It was my oldest, you know, so she's the first.
Sure.
So that's, and the whole fam together is, that's going to be mine. Some of your texts are great. Photo of the year. We took a vacation to Voyager National Park. There's a stair crossing a waterway, and my wife and I were able to get a picture, get this, with all 25 of our grandchildren.
That must be a huge stairway over a waterway. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of grandchildren.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. I think any photo when you're all together, even if someone's, you know, picking their nose mm-hmm. or, you know, the kids are crying, any photo of the entire fam all together, you grab that opportunity because mm-hmm. that doesn't always happen.
Such a great point, because when Lauren graduated from Rosemont, we had all the kids there together. We don't have all the kids together a lot, but they were all together, you know, and it's not like they're best friends, but they all get along.
It's okay.
And we were all
your family.
We all like we're on our deck, and it's Jen and I and all four of the mm-hmm. kids. And it was just a great photo. And I cherish that very much. So
I love that. That's great. What is yours? I guess it would be your quintessential moment also of the year. Hopefully, even if it's not a physical photo, this is radio. So mm-hmm. we can pretend it can be an ideological photo. What is your moment? I guess, you know, sometimes we snap photos in our mind of I'm going to remember this moment forever. I just did that last night. It was the first night of Hanukkah, and my brother and his whole family were down here, and they left last night, but we lit the candles, and we all took a family picture. Now, my sister wasn't here. There were a couple, but my youngest isn't here. There were a couple people missing, but I'm going to remember this first night mm-hmm. of Hanukkah forever as well. Guys, I didn't take too many pictures this year, but the one that shocked me the most, accidentally took a picture of my pocket in my pants. Okay, stop it.
Yes.
We're trying to be serious.
Right. Somebody says, my photos with the Northern Lights. Yep, I'm mm-hmm. What was that, about a month ago? When we had the Northern Lights, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people decided to go out and take photos of the Northern Lights. That was... Don't be ashamed of that. That was beautiful. You don't see them all the time. Hell, I went to Iceland to see them, and I didn't see them in Iceland because it was cloudy all the time.
Yeah, and we need to own what we think is embarrassing. Nerd it up. My mother always said, marry a nerd. They make great husbands, great mm-hmm. wives. So you know what? I will nerd out with you all day and all night. It's okay.
Yeah, here's another one. Photo of the Northern Lights, November 12th mm-hmm. over Lake Minnetonka. Beautiful. Vivid red, purple, and green. Breathtaking. That's from Mary in Minnetonka.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's see. I haven't seen any red flags yet, so after 25 years together, my man and I were married 2 weeks ago in beautiful Stillwater with the wonderful snow falling. You're together 25 years and you just got married. Good for you. Or, you know, being together 25 years and not getting married is okay too, but what a beautiful cementation of your relationship after 25 years, and you got a beautiful picture in Stillwater. Mazel tov. Mm-hmm. May you have only happiness. That's excellent.
What do you do with your photos, by the way? Like, mine are all on my phone, and I have thousands of them. And I feel like that's not a good enough place for them. Do you have photo books? Do you print any photos out anymore?
Not physical ones. But, you know, now your phone makes these collages. And I think that's what you do. You ask your phone, hey, make a collage of this, and maybe you can save those, you know, somewhere. But that's a hard. We take so many photos.
I know.
My goodness.
Shirley is called in from Oakdale. Hi, Shirley. What's your photo of the year?
Well, I don't even like to get my face wet in the shower, and I snorkeled at the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
Nice, way to go.
So,
any sharks?
A great picture. No. But the water is really affected by global warming.
Yep.
And that was kind of sad, but it was a highlight of my life, I think. It was just amazing. So,
wait, Shelley, wait, hold on. How does the Great Barrier Reef look? I was in Australia a few years ago, and they showed us a lot of the bleaching. Has there been any, has it repaired itself at all?
I don't think so. We had a marine biologist come and speak to our group, and she encouraged us to use suntan lotion that doesn't pollute and all kinds of different things. But yeah, it's definitely taking its toll.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Shirley.
Well, amazing. I'm glad you got to see it. It's amazing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Cindy is called in from Andover. Cindy, what's your photo of the year?
Well, it was last summer, and I'm sure I took many photos of this. We had our dog up in Duluth at where our breeder was, and she had puppies, and I was with her when they were delivered, and the next day, the pictures of her with her puppies, it was just amazing.
Oh, love it. Thank you for calling in.
Never experienced anything so wonderful.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so glad so many people have these pictures, whether they are metaphoric or actual pictures. This is fun.
I finally took my wife to Paris, her dream destination, so it would be our photo standing in front of the Eiffel Tower during its flashy light show.
Yes. Yes.
Another one. My picture,
love those moments.
My picture of the year is actually a video of my 7-year-old grandson who has a rare genetic disorder beginning to walk independently for a short distance.
Oh my
God.
Amazing. Every day is a struggle for him, but he always has a smile on his face. I just got chills when you read that, Adam. Unbelievable. Amazing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, it can be a video.
Yeah.
Like even a metaphoric picture, friends. Remember, no rules here.
On my birthday, the entire family got together for a meal at a restaurant. My favorite photo is from the restaurant. My 2 4-year-old granddaughters eating spaghetti. Their arms were stretched upward, long strands of spaghetti hanging down towards their open mouths. They were having such a great time. Just thinking about this photo makes me smile. Amen. Good photo.
You know what's interesting? Sometimes those candids are the best ones because those are the ones where people are being their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a picture of your parent laughing at a joke, or you know, those are often sometimes the best ones because that's completely just who they are in the moment, and they're not smiling, they're not posing. I love those pictures. See, kids being silly, fantastic.
David, did you put one in there? Explain what that photo is there.
Yeah, I posted a photo. It's my daughter standing at a train station in Japan, and this stuck out to me because when we traveled, so we went to Tokyo and a few other places in Japan earlier this year, and my, let's see, then 6-year-old, her teacher at the time, her first grade teacher, had spent some time in Japan, and when Winter was preparing for her trip, her teacher told her that her favorite part was Akihabara, which is this area, this neighborhood in Japan with all the lights and vending machines and arcades, and it's kind of that scene, right? You see it in movies a lot. And she told my daughter that was her favorite. My daughter had no idea what that was or where it was or anything about it, but had her teacher write down on a slip of paper, tell me what that thing is. I want to go see it. And my daughter took that piece of paper, stuck it in her pocket, and brought it all the way to Tokyo, and we went to the Akihabara station. So this is my daughter holding a sheet of paper that her first grade teacher wrote.
Excellent.
That said, please go here, and in the background is the train station Akihabara.
Extra credit alert.
But for my daughter to engage in travel, I mean, we have dragged my kids many places.
Yeah.
when they don't know where they're going or why they're going or whatever, but then to have them engage in the trip in that way is much better. Pick it up. Pick it up. Come on, answer.
Is that off my mic.
Answer.
Is that a landline? Is that a landline? Does a landline? Is that a landline?
I'm in my parents' house. Oh, my gosh.
We better take a break. Who is on the phone? We'll find out after this. 948 on CC.
I'm so sorry.
Better song than Africa, by the way, Rosanna. This is Toto, by the way, and we're playing Toto because we have a hell of a deal for you all week here on the Adam and Jordana Show. All week, we are giving away tickets to see Toto, not only Toto, Christopher Cross and the Romantics, all, get this, at the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater. This is this huge, beautiful amphitheater that's opening up at Mystic Lake next August 26th. August 26th, 2026. So the next time you either hear Toto or Christopher Cross or the Romantics all week long now, when you hear them, call in and we'll take the fifth caller. Fifth call. It's pretty easy. You don't have to answer any questions. Just when you hear one of those three artists, call in. Fifth caller gets tickets to see Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics at Mystic Lake Amphitheater next August 26th. So, woo-hoo, pretty good deal. Love giving away tickets, so we'll be doing that all week. So, yes, today. So, that doesn't count. So, the next time you hear Toto or Christopher Cross or the Romantics, we'll take the fifth caller.
Fantastic. We're excited about that. And it was my father's brother who was calling.
Oh.
And I have...
That would be your uncle, I think, right? Your uncle?
My dad is an identical twin.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
Yes, he's an idea, and they share a brain. In fact, my father and my uncle are exactly the same people, and I love that they have each other because they're best friends and always have been, and they are adorable together. So they talk to each other every day. I have three. By the way, you know I'm down in Florida. There are three landline phones on my dad's desk in his office.
What?
Here? Why does somebody need three landline phones? I don't.
Is he in
again,
the CIA?
This is the lunacy of Jeff Green. This is Jeff Green at his finest. So he came in during the break and physically disconnected and then removed their landline phones from the desk. So hopefully there will be no more disruptions. I apologize.
So there are three different phones with three different numbers?
No. They all have the same number.
They all have the same number?
Yeah. Don't expect me to understand this or explain it.
Well, we got to get to the bottom of that. We have to get to the bottom of that.
I have no idea why that would happen. No, absolutely no idea. So there you go. So lots of exciting things here on the show.
Yeah.
And Adam's back. We're giving you tickets. Lots to discuss. You know, Adam, we didn't even get to discuss the tragedy at Brown University.
I know. And they're still looking for the perpetrator.
News.
Oh, the Rob Reiner news. I could not. So last night before we went to bed, Jen was like, hey, two bodies have been found at Rob Reiner's home. She said the bodies of a 78-year-old man and a 68-year-old woman. And I Googled. I said, well, Rob Reiner's 78. And sure enough, waking up this morning, that's shocking enough. But then to hear that they're murdered, and apparently plenty of outlets reporting that it's his son, Nick, who is being questioned for it.
He's been arrested. The breaking news is that his son has been arrested. Yes, Nick Reiner was arrested late Sunday and booked into jail on Monday, according to the records. And he is being held on $4 million bail. The son was a troubled person. He fought with addiction.
Drugs,
his whole life, yes. But this is, the whole thing is devastating. You and I are big fans. I mean, Rob Reiner, we're going to talk with Tim Lammers a little bit about this at 10:30, but I just watched Spinal Tap 2 on the plane.
So did I.
And I laughed. I did. I laughed at Spinal Tap 2. I thought it was funny.
On the flight over.
At Sally. Yep. Princess Bride. One of
Princess
my favorite
Bride.
Films.
A Few Bride. Good Men.
Meathead.
Yeah. He was just on the last season of The Bear. He showed up on the last season of The Bear this year.
He was?
Yes. He was
78, but still very active in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastating.
So, we'll talk to Tim Lammers coming up next at 10:35 about Rob Reiner's legacy.
Yeah.
We got Quick Takes coming up next. Also, our holiday showdown. I missed out on those. But Quick Takes coming up. Dave, what do you got?
What is slop, and why is that the word of the year? Also, a big move for the Wild. We'll talk about both of those coming up next in Quick Takes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.